Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Amen. Okay. Today's gospel is about Pharisees and tax collectors. Jesus is before a group of persons who consider themselves better than anyone else, who thought that they were so good that they could go to heaven. So he told them a parable. It's a parable about the Pharisee and a tax collector. The Pharisee is convinced that he is living according to the laws. He followed them strictly. There is no doubt that what he's saying about himself is true. But in his blessing, he's praying with a wrong attitude, because all this time he ignores the true nature of his blessings. He trusts in his good deeds to make him righteous before God. He trusts in his good deeds to have God's blessing. He did not see himself as a sinner. He considered himself outstanding and superior to everyone else. And in his prayer, he never expressed that he needed help or guidance from God. It was all about himself. Most likely, people look up to him because, after all, he does what the law commands. He's an upright citizen. To them, he can do no wrong. Now, the tax collector. Who likes the tax collector? Nobody does. They made a living collecting the taxes, and there were several taxes. On top of the taxes, he added some, because that was the way that he gained his livelihood. But unfortunately, a lot of them added sums that were exaggerated. They were living pretty high at the expense of the people that they collected tax from. And you know what? They were doing what was expected of them. There was no law that said that they couldn't do it. It's just that they exaggerated the sums. The Pharisee saw the tax collector as someone evil, and he thanks God that he was not like him, and he compares him to adulterers and sinners. He takes pride in himself. He takes pride that he prays, he tithes, and he contributes a lot to his church. Now the tax collector. The tax collector is there also, but all that he says is, God, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. He is humble. He acknowledges his guilt before God, and he confesses his sins to God because he knows that he is a sinner. At the end of the parable, Jesus tells the people there that the tax collector already justified. He recognized his need for God's mercy. The Pharisee on the other side, he goes home just self-righteous. Now I ask, who are we? Are we the Pharisee or are we the tax collector? Do we think ourselves better than others? Or do we recognize that we are sinners? Do we act self-righteously? Or do we pray for God's mercy? Is there anyone that you look at with disdain? Is there anyone who you think of as a sinner? We might say no. We're not like the Pharisee. Have you ever had a neighbor whose home was closed for foreclosure? And you said, well, that never's going to happen to me. I keep my finances in order. I have my savings account. That's not going to happen to me. He didn't know how to do that. He spent money instead of doing a savings account. But I'm not like him. That's not going to happen to me. That's the Pharisee in us. Let me share an experience that I had. I have a cousin who I dearly like, who I dearly love. She's been married for several years. Before she got married, everybody told her, do not marry this man. He's been unfaithful to his previous two wives. But he said, oh, I can fix him. That is a lot of times, that's what we say, oh, we can fix him or we can fix her. After several years, he started being unfaithful to her. It bothered me so much that when we were in the family reunions, I did all I could that I didn't have him touch me. Even in New Year's Eve, I would try to go around. That's how I despised him. Okay? And then I say, how can he do that? And then I also said, I will never accept that. I know better than that. If my husband did that to me, I would kick him out. That was me as a Pharisee. Thanks God, my husband is faithful to me. We're faithful to each other. But there I was criticizing my cousin. And every time I heard that he had been out again, he left at 5 o'clock in the afternoon to go shopping, and he would come back at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was so mad. I didn't even want to see him. And then I used to pray, God, please forgive me for not liking him. Please forgive me for doing that. Then one morning when I was praying, I thought about him. And I think it was God talking to me, because what I said, God, is please be with him. Please guide him. And please be with her in her sorrows. I changed my prayer. And ever since, I've been praying for them, that they may be able to reunite and he may be able to change his way. But God was with me at that time. But I was a Pharisee for a long time. And we do that sometimes. And have you ever thought, how can somebody see you? That maybe somebody sees you as a sinner. Maybe somebody looks at you over your shoulder. No one can be better than another person. You might have a gift to do something, and you do it better than somebody else. And there might be somebody who does something better than you. But no one can be better than you. No one can be better than anyone. We might act like Pharisees at times with self-righteousness. But God can and God does justify us sinners. God does not accept the proud, but he gladly welcomes the humble. We must humble ourselves before God, and we must humble ourselves before others if we want to go to heaven. That is part of the lesson that Jesus is trying to tell us. Be humble. Remember, for everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Amen.